We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And I'm going to tell you straight up, this is real life. This is not rumors, okay? No matter how much he may try to deny. But right now, I think Philly want to win. I know they're not going to win a championship unless they make a big move. Mm-hmm. But I think they're thinking more so about next season. See what I'm saying? And so I'm going to just give you hints and you can figure it out. But James Harden didn't sign his contract extension. Mm-hmm. All right? He didn't sign it. He was supposed to sign it. He was supposed to go KD, Kyrie, James Harden. Didn't happen. All right? So he didn't sign it. Now James Harden camp is telling people in Philly, we want to come play with Embiid next year.
Welcome back. Mark Cerise, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio, Marcus Hayes in for the guys today. The voice there of Kendrick Perkins on the All the Smoke podcast saying, that Harden stuff, it might just be real. And I say, yeah, I don't buy it. As we discuss the idea of the Sixers waiting, holding on to Ben Simmons throughout the trade deadline, through the trade deadline into the summer, for the hope of acquiring Ben Simmons in a sign and trade, trading Ben Simmons for James Harden. I don't buy it. Marcus says it's the right thing to do. Marcus thinks my dislike of Ben Simmons is driving my opinion. It is not, though I can't wait for Ben to be out of here. And, of course, also the Hall of Fame yesterday. The voting came down. Marcus voted for the Hall of Fame for the first time this year. No Bonds, no Clemens. Did baseball get it right? We agree on this one. We say no. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Jay's in Roxburgh. What's up, Jay?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Jay. What are you thinking, man?
Yeah. Well, your producer gave me a lot of flack about my position on keeping Ben. You know,
what do you mean? What do you mean keeping him through the debt, like forever, or just like until the summer?
Yeah, no, making him a permanent part of this team.
He's a treasure.
You know. Yeah. So my point of view is basically that when you look at Ben Simmons and what he brings to the game, when you get guys, you try to build a competitive team. You know, the fans and the media, we always talk about championship level teams. But the fact of the matter is that right now in the NBA, there are at least four or five teams that are what we would consider to be championship level talented teams, but only one's going to win at the end. You know, so with Ben Simmons in our lineup, if you look at last year, the last couple of years, we were right there.
Jay, before you go any further, Jay, before we talk any more about Ben, he doesn't want to play here anymore. He's refusing to play.
Well, I think that's just a small conversation between Embiid and Doc Rivers. Hey, listen, I'm sorry for throwing you under the bus right after the game during the press conference. Let's get past that, please.
So here,
that's all you got to say to that kid. But I think once you get past that, Ben, if you keep this in mind, Ben goes to the All-Star game every year voted by the coaches, not fans. So you got to look at the fact that the coaches think this guy's
valuable. Jay, didn't you watch Game 7 against the Hawks last year? Did you not see what happened?
Yeah, I saw that, but you know what?
We can't have the buds after that.
I also saw a team that had two 24, 25-point leads in that series. That's not all Ben Simmons.
Well, I agree on that. So, I agree on that. But Jay, he's never playing here again.
So, Jay, let me ask you this, okay? If you are of the camp that says, okay, Ben Simmons is really valuable, especially here, how long do you think Ben Simmons would hold out and not play Would he do it another full season? Because I've thought about this myself. I'm like, okay, so Ben Simmons doesn't play 21-22. Does he do it for two straight years? Would his agent allow him to because he's not going to get the, you know, mental health get out of jail free card again. The next time he tries to pull it, they're not going to say, okay, well, clearly, you know, this is a Philly versus Ben thing. That's enough.
Yeah, it's probably a 1 year thing.
Do you play chicken with him going into training camp again?
Yeah, I know that whole mental health piece, that was just him. You know, that was more environmental than mental. You know, he just didn't want to be in this environment, so he had to choose that lane. But I think if you make the environment better for him and just, you know, heal those wounds.
Right.
Because, you know, real quick, guys, please let me go. Just think of it from Ben's perspective, how we were beating him up last year. But if you think about it, he played a lot of games last year, far more than Embiid. I think Embiid may have been out 30-plus games.
Right.
And he was the glue that kept the team together into the playoff run to get us to the best record in the East.
Yeah, Jay, I don't think he'll ever play here again. And Jay, I understand appreciating the player he is, and Marcus has brought up that kind of point today that he's not a terrible basketball player, and he's not. But Marcus, the ship has sailed.
We all need somebody like Jay in our life.
Just defend him to the nth degree.
No. Jay believes that Jay gives peace a chance. Jay wants to bring people together. He's about unity.
That's right. My,
Jay for president.
Jay
for president.
All these wounds could be fixed, right? They could be mended. They can heal. Ben could come back. Maybe he could come back within the team. They said that in the beginning of the year, right? Doc said he'd be welcome back. Could you imagine the Wells Fargo Center if Ben Simmons came
back?
Yes,
I could. You know, and here's the thing. I talked to a sports psychologist about this, and his contention was if Ben Simmons was willing to say, listen, there are things I need to work on about myself, I've got myself right. I'm going to give it my best chance. He believes that Philadelphia would welcome Ben Simmons back. Now, he's a professional and a Philadelphian and a Sixers fan. Now, he might be wrong, but he might be right. You know, I could see that happening because Philadelphia loves a redemption story, and they love it. The reason Philadelphia hates Scott Rolen's because he never said I'm sorry about the comment about St. Louis being baseball heaven.
Yep.
You know, Scott Rolen, nobody I've ever seen played better or harder, including Chase Utley, than Scott Rolen. He was my favorite player to watch play baseball. He's hated in Philadelphia because it's perceived that he considers Philadelphia to be far less valuable a place to be than St. Louis. All he had to do was say, you know, I shouldn't have said that. That was dumb. I'm sorry, Philly. You know, it was petty. Please forgive me.
Yeah, and he never did. I just can't ever imagine Ben on the court again for the Sixers. I mean, of all the outcomes of this, I have stopped even imagining that. Like, that's not going to happen.
I don't think it'll happen either. But for Jay's sake, I hope it does.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know what? We'll bring Jay back on if he does, because he could take a he could take a round of applause for that one. Speaking of Scott Rolen, Vance is in Pottstown talking the Hall of Fame voting. What's up, Vance?
Well, first of all, I'd be more than happy to cheer for Simmons in the Nets uniform, thanking him for getting his heart in. But
all of us would.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame yesterday. You know, is someone ever going to stand up to the hypocrisy that you got two people, the best players in this generation, Bonds and Clemens, that the only thing they ever failed was supposedly an anonymous drug test?
No, Bonds admitted to using the cream in the clear.
But he never failed a test.
But he admitted doing it, so he didn't need to fail the test to be cast as a cheater.
Yeah, also, Vance, to be fair, I mean, a lot of his career was before testing. Testing didn't come into, what, 04, 05?
But it was always banned.
Yes,
they didn't
it was
test
the
for
rules.
It, but it was banned since 93,
I
think.
But he couldn't test positive when there's no test in the 90s.
That's true. That would have been hard.
He didn't fail any tests when they initiated the test, though, after the anonymous testing.
Right, he skirted around it. Yep.
Yeah, the second part, with Scott Rolen, you know, when I saw he got 60-some% yesterday, where is he stand at? Why do you think, and besides him playing hard, and you can judge it just as well as anyone else, you look at the numbers. The last third baseman to get in was Chipper Jones. His numbers, other than fielding, pale in comparison to Chipper Jones. What's the justification for Scott Rolen, other than the comments about Philly, you know, he didn't even show up for the Scott Rolen day that he sat out. You know, why should he be in the Hall of Fame?
So I've got two things on this. Vance, I don't think we can just put him up against probably the best third baseman we've seen since Schmidt. I'd be comfortable calling Chipper Jones that. I mean, if we're doing that, then like we say with every center fielder, well, how does he really compare to Griffey? Or every right fielder, how does he compare to Ted Williams? Like, we're talking about, like, Chipper is a top five third baseman probably ever. So I don't think it's fair just to compare him to Chipper Jones. He's not close to Chipper Jones. Chipper was the first ballot guy. But, Vance, I'll say this about Rolen. There's only, and maybe Marcus would know this because he just voted, I think there's only 15 third basemen in the Hall of Fame. It's a very underrepresented position. And you look at his numbers compared to the other Hall of Fame third baseman, he's within like 8 to 10 of home runs and you know, runs batted in, obviously gold gloves. Like, he fits with Hall of Fame third baseman.
Well, if you believe in the war stat, the war metric, wins above replacement, he's at 70.1.
That's high.
Ninth among all-time full-time third baseman. And every one of them is in the Hall of Fame except Adrian Beltre, who isn't on the ballot yet. So he is, in that metric, among the best who have ever played. And one of the interesting things about covering the Phillies in the 2000s is you got a lot of access to Larry Boa and Mike Schmidt, both of whom say that Rolen was as good or better a defensive third baseman than Mike Schmidt. So we were not talking about chopped liver here. I think we get enamored of sort of, and it's kind of a double-edged sword. For a long time, offensive numbers were either inflated by steroids or inflated by lack of good pitching or the strike zone. And Quez-Tech has changed that. The strike zone has, you know, given the hitters more of an advantage, but the pitchers have sort of developed in a different manner, the way that they're used now. Everybody's throwing 98 miles an hour. All that said, Scott Rolen was, I think, inarguably the best all-around third baseman of his generation.
Definitely.
So, you know, unless you want to lump, you know, unless you overcompensate with Chipper Jones's, you know, plate coverage from both sides, or you consider Beltre to be of his generation as well.
You know what's interesting about it? Obviously, it didn't last here long for him, and he moved on before the Phillies got really good. Sometimes I think about the what if. I mean, the Phillies had their best first baseman ever, their best second baseman ever, their best shortstop ever, right? At the same time during those great runs.
Right.
And at third base, they had just journeyman, right? Pedro Feliz, and it wasn't nothing
David
special.
David Bell,
right? Imagine
the
if
worst,
Rolen never. Imagine if Rolen never left. Imagine that infield with those guys.
Look, I'll give you another what if. Yes, that would have been spectacular. It would have been really a monument and affordable.
One of the greatest infields in baseball history.
Yes, mainly because of Jimmy and I mean Chase Utley could have essentially played first base. You just have the other two guys cover
right.
Everything,
yeah.
You know, 10 feet to the left a second,
yep.
and everything else. It's just, but what if Rolen hadn't hurt his shoulders?
Well, he would have missed less games. He'd have bigger numbers.
Right. He would have been, like, he is one of the all-time guys. For me, he's one of the all-time guys he was right in his prime and his shoulders got messed up. You can't play third base. You can't hit for power without shoulders. If he had stayed healthy without these freak injuries, we're not having this conversation. Scott Rolen's in the Hall of Fame 3 years ago.
Yeah, he would have been a first ballot guy. Our Twitter question brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Support the home team at Shop Marks Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of diamond engagement rings in the area. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Should Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens have been inducted into the Hall of Fame? 71% say yes. And, of course, the Ben Simmons discussion. So the Sixers continue to hold on. Is Morey doing the right thing? Waiting for Harden? I say no. Make a move.
So here's the thing about the Twitter poll, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think Twitter polls skew young.
Agreed.
So you're talking about a bunch of people hitting that, you know, my age and younger, so 50 or younger, in your guys' demographic, who could give a rat's butt about steroid use, who aren't offended by the lack of purity in baseball because there's so little purity in sports in general. Guys are hopping teams. Guys are not getting vaccinated and putting their teams at risk. Guys are selfish. Guys are this. Guys are that. I think your generation, and maybe mine as well, is much more mercenary than loyal, true blue, you know, that sort of thing. But I don't think there's enough baseball writers of your demographic voting to benefit Bonds and Clemens in this paradigm, which begs the question, Should it be 15 years instead of 10?
So I think it was Jason Stark wrote about this. Someone wrote about it. I saw it this morning that among the newer voters, which you are one of those, Marcus, 86% of the people that are 5 years or less in terms of having a vote, 86% of that group, which you're in, have voted for Bonds and Clemens.
Right.
So if we keep adding more newer voters and you kept those guys in the ballot, I think they would have made it eventually.
And Jeff Passan from ESPN.com also wrote today about kind of the hypocrisy and the, if you want baseball, the Baseball Hall of Fame, which is a museum, it's not, you know, it's not the Vatican, okay?
No, it's not.
It's a museum. If you want baseball to be properly represented, then it needs to be represented by people who were this significant in the telling of the tale of baseball.
Yeah, I just think, like, when I take my son for the first time, my kids for the first time, like, the best hit player I've ever watched is not going to be in it. Barry Bonds is the best player I've ever watched.
Best player and best pitcher you've ever seen will not be in the Hall of Fame. Well, and here's the other thing. It'll be interesting. This is going to be a fascinating thing for me to watch, to see what the Veterans Committee thinks of two guys who were not very good to baseball when they were stars. They were not very appreciative of older players. You know, Bonds and Clemens had very little use for, like, Veterans Day and, you know, turn back the clock day and showing up for team things.
They were above that.
They were part of the last generation of baseball players who thought that they were literally the most important athletes on the planet, because that's what America did to all of them except the current generation. The Rollins was kind of like the last group of players who had to come to the reality that they were no longer the first or second biggest show in town.
Yeah, the baseball players were rock stars at one point. They're not anymore. Mike is in King of Prussia. What's up, Mike? Mad Mike?
Yeah, can you hear me?
We got you. What's up, Mike?
Hey, so funny story. Marcus, I met you like 20 years ago at Champs in King of Prussia. I was a waiter there, and I sent a pretty blonde waitress who was your waitress over to ask if you were Marcus Hayes, because
I
was a fan.
I remember that.
Yeah, I was like, I was a big fan. She was like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "Yeah, he's on TV. He does like Daily Sports Live." And I was like, "Just ask him." And she came back over and she's like, "Oh, that's you."
My current wife, who was my fiance at that point, was not happy with you.
Oh yeah,
she was with me.
Was pretty smoke show.
Yeah, she was like, "All right, who's that?" And I was like, "Look, you know, this never." Ever, ever happened.
I was like, "Oh, I'm just a big fan." Like, yeah. I was a big goofball. So anyway, my question here is, like, there was a rumor like last week that Sacramento wanted to like take Tobias Harris and Ben Simmons off your hands for De'Aaron Fox and a few other people. Like, why wouldn't the Sixers jump at getting rid of Tobias Harris' awful contract and getting even something like that good in return?
Yeah, I would do it in a heartbeat, Mike.
I don't know what the validity in that was, but like if that was even like halfway true, I would have driven both those players over to like Sacramento.
Well, I think the answer is that the Sixers don't see Tobias Harris as bad a value as you do.
I don't know how that's possible, but
well, they signed him. So,
but Daryl Morey didn't.
Right, but Daryl Morey, there have been plenty of times Daryl Morey could have rid himself of Tobias Harris for lesser aggregate value just to get rid of the contract. Number one. Number two, it was not just Tobias Harris. It was Tobias Harris and Matisse Thybulle and I think Tyrese Maxey for that haul with Ben Simmons. And I think you got two firsts back as well. So you might have been let's say for argument's sake, you went sideways with two picks. Well, two picks aren't going to help Joel Embiid. Two picks are 5 years away from helping you, no matter how bad the Sacramento Kings are. So Joel Embiid is not going to be Joel Embiid in 5 years, especially the way he plays. So that's a reason that they would not do that deal.
So my thing is, like, just getting cap space back, like, because you would have – it would not this year, but next year you would have gotten some cap room. Like, and I like the Sixers are just kind of pinned in right now. They don't have any – money to maneuver, like they have no picks, they have nothing, and I thought that deal alone would have helped them like to improve. Even De'Aaron Fox is a good scorer, and like just pairing him, I would have been really thrilled just to get that.
Yeah, I would have too, Mike. I would have done, if available, I would do it now, and we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Marcus, I'd be more apt to believe these James Harden rumors if Daryl Morey pulled off a deal like that. if he just cleared cap space, if he moved money out and he gave them a chance to get under the salary cap for the summer, even if it's not total max cap space, but like we were talking about earlier, who has some max, some cap space, then I would be like, oh, maybe there is something to this. Like, he's just going to come here. I don't
but
buy
again,
the Harden stuff.
Your entire argument relies on the New Jersey Nets see no value in Ben Simmons.
I don't think there's enough value in Ben. I don't think there's enough value in the Sixers allowing Harden to come here in exchange for Ben.
Okay, well, again, if you believe that the New Jersey Nets see no value in Ben Simmons, then your argument holds water. I believe that all teams see value in Ben Simmons, differing degrees of value, and yeah, the Sixers aren't bargaining from a position of strength.
Well, that's true, obviously.
But the reality is, no matter how much you want to deny it, Ben Simmons has real value in the NBA with 30 teams, including the one he's on. He's not a horrible player. There's an argument to be had. Is he top 50? Is he top 40? I don't think you think he's top 40, but I think you'd be in the minority if you were in a room with 30 GMs.
Yeah, I think he's around a top 40 player. I do. I mean, I don't think he brings a lot of value on the defensive end and rebounding. And
okay, so why would you not trade him for a top 40 player?
Because I think there are certain players that are good players that you can't actually win with. I think Ben, at the current state of his game...
Then he's not a top 40 player.
No, but you could say he's a good basketball player and say that guy can't be on a championship team. You can't play 5-on-4 in offense in the playoffs.
I don't think you can call a guy a top 40 player if he doesn't help you win.
Well, he does help you win in the regular season.
No, if he doesn't help you win in the playoffs, I don't think you can call him a top 40
then
player.
Then I'd agree with you. Then he's not a top 40 player. I think unless his game changes, and we have no evidence
well,
it
will. I do think he's a top 40 player.
No, I don't.
Right.
Yeah, but unless his game changes, he is useless in the playoffs. We've seen this too many times for me to go the other way.
Okay.
And I think certain teams like Sacramento, who are not close to a title and just want to just have some relevance, they have interest.
That's interesting because you're saying that the Sacramento Kings would trade – a pretty good young core to make sure they could never win.
Well, they have the longest drought in NBA history.
Right,
but
you're assuming they want to continue that drought.
Well, I mean, dumb teams do dumb things. I mean,
so you're calling them dumb for getting rid of De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield in exchange for Tobias Harris, who I don't think you think very much of, and Ben Simmons, who you think very little of. So you're counting on them being incredibly stupid.
Oh, that's what they are. Yeah. I mean, I think if there's one team, if you had to draw up one team that would do a deal like that, it's them. And I think that's might be why it happens. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Are the Sixers doing the right thing? Is Daryl Morey doing the right thing by holding on to Ben, hoping for James Harden? I don't think so. Marcus does. And the Baseball Hall of Fame does not elect Bonds and Clemens. We all think it's a mistake here. Agreed.
It's an outrage.
It's ridiculous. I mean, they're two of the greatest players of all time. And we have a top 5 at 5 coming up with Jack next. What does he have in store?
Ooh, boy.
We'll hear it next right here on Mark Cerise on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.